the City of New Westminster is developing a citywide toilet strategy to address gaps in the availability, safety, maintenance, and dignity of toilet facilities for all members of the community. Beginning with extensive consultation and research, the strategy aims to take into account the wide range of needs that residents of New Westminster have when it comes to public toilet access, and to partner with businesses, faith-based and nonprofit organizations to ensure equitable access to toilets across the city. I'm Jesse Wensloff, Public Affairs Coordinator for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and I sat down with John Stark, Manager of Social Planning with the City of New Westminster, who is overseeing the citywide toilet strategy.
I've been with the city for 18 years, and social planning deals with everything from childcare to seniors to people who aren't housed, trying to meet their needs.
Thanks for joining me, John. Why is access to toilets important?
Access to toilets is important because it's a human right and dignity issue. And we have individuals in our community who face challenges or barriers when accessing toilets. And these are seniors, people with disabilities, people with health conditions, families with young children, and recently people who are unhoused. They face really difficult challenges because of just the lack of toilets which operate late evenings and early mornings. So they have fewer options than even others.
How would you describe the City of New Westminster's current status or situation when it comes to public toilet facilities?
Well, we do have public toilets in our civic facilities, parks and rec facilities. I would say that there are times and locations where access is more challenging, late evenings, early mornings. We are doing a mapping exercise right now. We realize that some neighborhoods are not as well served as others. And also where there are businesses and faith-based and nonprofits, they tend to have more options than other communities, which may be more residential in nature.
What is the citywide toilet strategy?
The citywide toilet strategy, it's really taken a comprehensive look at access to toilets. It's a standalone strategy. Our social planning section is involved, which is quite unique because typically this would be an engineering endeavor. And the reason social planning is being involved is just as stated, looking at those individuals that face barriers or challenges to access. And as noted, seniors, people with disabilities, health conditions, families with young children, and the unhoused. We're mapping out current facilities. We're also doing case study research with a lot to look at partnerships, recognizing as a smaller municipality and also limited dollars. Just increasing the supply would be difficult. So how do we look at partnerships? And from that, also working with those groups to better understand their needs and to work with them around potential strategies and solutions. And as noted, partnerships will be important both with businesses and faith-based and nonprofits. And we have had some success also working with the senior levels of government. The city worked with BC Housing around the provision of a sanitation trailer, which is near our nightly shelter. It has two toilets, two sinks, and two showers. And in November 2024, there were close to 1,300 visits to that one facility. So it definitely shows the need, but recognizing that's one facility and how do we provide access in other areas.
You mentioned doing research and working with partners and other organizations. What have you learned from that process?
Yeah, in the United Kingdom, they have community toilet schemes. And this is where local governments work with businesses. And typically, they provide subsidies to those businesses to offset some of the cost of providing wider public access. And that's been quite successful in increasing the availability, including some businesses do operate during late evenings and early mornings. So that's been one potential opportunity that we're looking at for the City of New Westminster. Another is with regard to Edmonton in Winnipeg. They've partnered with faith-based and nonprofit organizations to provide access to their toilets. And in the case of Edmonton, they had people who were unhoused who got supported employment opportunities in the form of attendance. So they would help monitor and clean bathrooms. And this was a way of a dual benefit with regards to providing access, but also support employment. And I think there are lots of other examples. So we're really trying to keep an open mind and see what's out there and maybe take a different approach other than just providing more. But how can we do this that really meets those needs that I talked about earlier?
How does this project interact with other city initiatives?
We do have a crisis response pilot project, and that's looking at the three crises of homelessness, mental health, and substance use. And I think this does relate to that. As noted, one of the groups that does face significant challenges are people unhoused. We see with regards to the solution around that is trying to get additional 24/7 shelter capacity and, more importantly, supportive housing where people have access to their own toilet and other amenities. So we are advocating for that. As a city, we have 52 new units of supportive housing that will be ready for occupancy in spring. We're also advocating over a 10-year period for about 350 supportive housing units to meet the needs of our unhoused population. And also recognize when you look at BC Housing, you have a mandate to meet the needs of the unhoused 24/7. And we do have a nightly shelter right now, so we're trying to convert that to a 24/7 shelter. But until we get that adequate emergency shelter and supportive housing capacity, there is a need to work with the province and faith-based and nonprofits to try to meet that need.
How do you balance the need for standard bathroom facilities with the more intensive needs or the needs of those who need more support when it comes to bathrooms?
I think for the general population, in some cases, that might be just improved signage and wayfinding and looking at some of those partnerships. But when we're talking about some of those individuals and groups that face barriers and challenges, then I think that's where those partnerships, Crohn's and Colitis Canada, they have a Go Here app. So we're potentially looking at how we could partner with them. So seniors, persons with disabilities and health conditions could, and also working with businesses to try and increase the supply of washrooms that could be available in businesses, but make it as easy to locate those. And also just a sense that individuals don't have to make a purchase, that the business could provide that information and make it as comfortable as possible. That's really important. And then, like I said, with regards to people unhoused, looking at partnerships with faith-based and nonprofit organizations, working with the province. And I think that's going to be key to trying to make some progress in this area.
Where are you currently in the process of developing and implementing the citywide toilet strategy?
We're looking at bringing this forward, a report to council along with the strategy in fall of this year. Right now, we've just done a survey on our Be Heard New West platform. We've had over 400 responses, so that's really positive. We're just completing focus groups with the groups I mentioned earlier that face barriers or challenges. And we've done a lot of case study research, so we'll bring that all together. We are working with the Community Action Network, which is people who lived and live an experience of homelessness, poverty, substance use, and they're actually working with our social planning section and other staff to actually inform the strategy itself. We've also brought on a gerontologist to inform that strategy too. So really trying to ensure that the strategy meets a wide array of needs, but really does focus on those individuals that do face those additional barriers and challenges.
You mentioned the survey. Are there other ways that residents or other people who are interested can get involved or provide feedback on the project?
We recognize as the more information we get, we realize that we may have to do additional consultation, including in-depth interviews. So we haven't closed it off. In some ways, it's actually raising more questions. And we just want to make sure that we get as many people involved and that those voices, especially some of the voices that typically go unheard, people who are unhoused, that their needs are addressed and part of the strategy.
Is there anything else you think people should know about this strategy?
I think it's fairly unique on a few cases. Like I said, it's a social planning section that's heading this up and not an engineering section. And again, that's because we're looking at individuals that face additional barriers or challenges. It's a standalone strategy, and typically toilets are seen as a piece of infrastructure and part of larger strategies, either as part of parks and recs or park strategies. So I think that's quite unique. And I think the case study research and the use of partnerships will be really important. And I think there could be learnings and applicability to other municipalities.
Great. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me today, John.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Yeah, take care.
That was John Stark, Manager of Social Planning with the City of New Westminster, who is overseeing the municipality's citywide toilet strategy. Currently in the research and consultation phase, a report to City Council on the project's progress will be presented later this spring. You can find more information about the citywide toilet strategy at beheardnewwest.ca/city-wide-toilet-strategy. From CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This piece is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and can also be heard at frequencynews.ca.